Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this ninth day of September. I hope you're having a great day. The Pray Every Day podcast is where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, hopefully with joy, hopefully with anticipation, and hopefully connected deeply to Jesus so I can hear from him about what you need in specific. All right, so today we're reading in Joshua chapter 5 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. When all the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard how Yahweh had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, their heart melted, and there was no more spirit in them because of the children of Israel. At that time, Yahweh said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise again the sons of Israel the second time." Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. This is the reason Joshua circumcised them. All the people who came out of Egypt who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, even the men of war who came out of Egypt, were consumed because they didn't listen to Yahweh's voice. Yahweh swore to them that he wouldn't let them see the land which Yahweh swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Their children, whom he raised up in the first place, were circumcised by Joshua, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them on the way. When they were done circumcising the whole nation, they stayed in their places in the camp until they were healed. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." Therefore, the name of that place was called Gilgal to this day. The children of Israel encamped in Gilgal. They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. They ate unleavened cakes and parched grain of the produce of the land on the next day after the Passover in the same day. The manna ceased on the next day after they had eaten of the produce of the land. The children of Israel didn't have manna anymore, but they ate the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood in front of him with a sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went up to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" He said, "No, but I have come now as commander of Yahweh's army." Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and asked him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" The prince of Yahweh's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals, for the place on which you stand is holy." Joshua did so. Mind if I pray for you? I hope that you're hearing the parallels here, because they're just all over the scripture. Moses had to had to be on holy ground, remember, during the burning bush. And here we have Joshua in a similar kind of encounter where he is standing on holy ground. So we're seeing this recommissioning of Joshua according to the ways of Moses in this very beautiful passage. I also love that, I guess, let me pray for you here. That's when I'm pontificating and not praying. It's better to pray than pontificate. Jesus, thank you for this passage. Thank you for what you showed us, that you are commissioning Joshua in the same way that you commissioned Moses, that this is going to be a victorious endeavor. And Lord, thank you. When I read this passage and when I've read it in the past, I've always been kind of surprised by it, that the nation of Israel, who were supposed to be a covenantal people based on the Abrahamic covenant, which the sign of was circumcision, they did not circumcise their children in the wilderness. And so the fact that they have to start with that is also an indictment on where their hearts were. So Lord, as we jump to the New Testament, we know that circumcision is not the sign anymore of the covenant, but we still are called to have circumcised hearts, hearts set apart for you. And so, Lord, help us to remember that today as we follow you. Lord, I also love this idea of Gilgal. The word means to roll away, Gilgal. And so Yahweh said to Joshua, today I've rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. And so, Lord, some of us need that. We need our own Gilgals. We need you to roll away the reproach of our past and of our slavery. You are capable of doing that, Lord, and we trust you to do that. Lord, take away the shame and the pain of that slavery, and please bring us to a wide level place that we would worship you in newness of life. Thank you for doing that. I trust you to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by the ministry called Deeper Still. You can find them at deeperstill.org. They have a podcast called Deeper Still, Freeing the Abortion Wounded Heart. It can be found where you listen to podcasts or through the website at deeperstill.org. There's a couple of episodes that I'd like to highlight. Episodes 4, 5, and 19 through 21 are about men affected by abortion. Episode 28 is how can you help a friend with an abortion in his or her past. Episode 36 is finding true forgiveness. Episode 38 is what does freedom look like for a man with abortion in his past. Episode 39, pastors addressing abortion from the pulpit with kindness and love, or just with love, I guess with kindness too. Episode 40, from pastor to pastor, this is why it's important to talk about it. Now, if you want to know how to help your friend through maybe they're struggling in the aftermath of this, it's called How to Help Your Friend, and you can get a free download at deeperstill.org/friends. Deeper Still Ministries, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.